It's time for the truth. Will you join me in the study of the precious Word of God that we may come to know and come to grow in the Lord Jesus? So that you're so glad that you have joined us today. We're in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 24. We're going to begin reading with the 15th verse today. And so please that you turn your Bibles to that and hope that you can follow along. Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. And while you're looking it up, I'd like to share with you that this program is brought to you by the folks at Parkview Bible Church. We're located over in Hamilton, Illinois at 18th and Church Street. We're just one block north of the Dairy Queen, and I'm the pastor, Larry Mulch. If you'd like to write to us, our mailing address here is Parkview Bible Church, Post Office Box 43, Hamilton, Illinois, 62341. If you'd like to call us here at the church, 217-847-2717. If you'd like to visit our website, it's www.parkviewbiblechurch.org. That's parkviewbiblechurch.org. And if you'd like to email us, it's parkviewbible@gmail.com or parkviewbiblechurch@gmail.com. Either one would work just fine. And so we'd love to hear from you. Now, if we could begin the reading, Matthew chapter 24, beginning to read with verse 15. And ye therefore shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet, stand in the holy place. Whoso readeth, let him understand. Then let them which be in Judah flee into the mountains. Let him that is in the house, housetop, let him which is on the housetop not come down to take anything out of his house. Neither let him which is in the field return back to take his clothes. Woe unto them which are with child, and them that suck in those days. But pray ye that your flight be not in the winter, neither on the Sabbath day. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved, but for the elect's sake those days shall be shortened. Then if any man shall say unto you, lo, here is Christ, or there, believe it not. For there ariseth false Christ, false prophets, and shall show great signs and wonders, insomuch that if it were possible, they should deceive the very elect. Behold, I have told you before. Wherefore, if they shall say unto you, behold, he is in the desert, go not forth. Behold, he is in the secret chamber, believe it not. We're going to stop with that 26th verse there, and we're going to begin with prayer, and then we'll start the wonderful time of study and fellowship that we have. Father, thank you that we can come today and enjoy this time. It's such an opportunity that you have given us. It's such a joy that we have in order to open up your precious word and to fellowship together with believers, and for us to have the opportunity to share your precious word, open up your precious word, that those that do not know you will feel your presence, that your spirit will be able to touch their heart, your heart possibly, Father, those that are listening, that they will be able to hear and be touched by this precious word, and that they will recognize that they're lost, they need a Savior, and that Savior is none other than the Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, that has went to the cross, died on the cross, took our sins away, and then rose again 3 days later. Father, we need to believe that you are your Son is the only one, the only way of salvation. It is not through just a love that God loves us, and so that's enough. Yes, Father, you loved us so much that you sent your Son. And your Son died on the cross, and we must trust in your Son, the Lord Jesus, in him alone for salvation. Not in church membership, Father, not in works, not in anything else, not in baptism, but just in you and in your Son alone for salvation. Please, Father, touch every heart that's listening today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. This time period here that we're looking at is a terrible. It calls it here in verse 21, that's how far down we had gotten. For then shall be great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. There are many things that we look at and many things that we enjoy in studying the Word of God. But there is a time that's coming that is a very wicked time. And it's called the Day of the Lord. Now, we have many things that are listed here for us that is to come. And it has been given, and I'm going to read some of these things here. And it just gives you some idea of what's coming. To begin with, in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 13. And this speaks of quite a time period. It will speak of not only the tribulation period, but it also involves the millennial age, the millennial reign of Christ. And so I'm going to read now 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 10 through 13, and then I'm going to go through just a list of things, of activities that's going to take place during that time. So we begin here. The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of person ought you to be in all holy conversation and godliness, looking for the hastening unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens, being on fire, shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for the new heaven and the new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. Now, the day of the Lord will include many events. And I'm going to read down through just some general ones that we have here before us. It will be the Federation of Nations, which will be combined to revive the Roman Empire. And watch, that's going to come. The rise of the political ruler with the revived Roman Empire, and that ruler is going to make a covenant with the people of Israel when they get back into their land during this tribulation period. The formation of the false religion under the leadership of the beast, who will be a member of the satanic trinity. You can find that in Revelation 13, verse 11 through 18. The pouring out of the judgments under the seals is described in Revelation chapter 6. There's going to be a calling out of 144,000 Jewish missionaries who are going to preach the gospel of the kingdom to every creature during this time. We've talked about this. To every creature on the earth who has not heard the gospel of grace. Find this in Revelation chapter 7. The trumpet judgments outlined in Revelation chapter 8, and they go all the way through chapter 11. The time when God's two witnesses will testify in Jerusalem, and it's recorded in the 11th chapter. Persecution of the nation of Israel, chapter 12. Pouring out of the judgments described in Revelation chapter 16. The overflow throwing of the false professing church, the church of the Antichrist, symbolized by the harlot. You find out in Revelation 17 and 18. And then comes the battle of Armageddon. And you can find this in Revelation 16 and then 19 and verse 17 through 21. Also in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39 is referenced the battle of Armageddon. The time of the gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed in every tribe and nation and kindred. You find that in Matthew chapter 24. Return of the Lord in glory with his holy angels, approximately 7 years after the rapture of the church, because the first event that's going to take place before this comes about will be the rapture of the church. Then we're going to have the revelation, the resurrection of the tribulation saints. And the church, the Old Testament saints, will already be raised. That's already been done at the rapture of the church. But the end of the tribulation period, there will be those that were saved and martyred by this satanic trinity will be raised. And then we have the destruction of the beast and the armies of the beast and the false prophets, Revelation 19. The judgment of nations is coming in Matthew chapter 25. We're going to be studying that before very long. Chapter 25, verse 31 through 46. Then the regathering of the nation of Israel in their own land. Ezekiel 37 tells us of that. The judgment of living Israel. Restoration of Israel. The binding of Satan. And the events of the thousand-year reign of Christ here on earth with his bride, the New Testament church. And at the end of that, you're going to find that in Revelation 20, verse 6 through 10, there's going to be the final stand that Satan's going to make. And then we have in Revelation chapter 20, verse 11 through 15, the great white throne judgment. Then comes the renovation of the earth by fire, the time when the elements will be melted with fervent heat and the heavens will actually explode. You find that in 2 Peter chapter 3, 10 through 13. That's just a few of the things that's going to take place. I wanted you to kind of go through that list. It was quite a long list. I have several verses of Scripture now that we're going to look at. There is two different times of the tribulation period. We kind of ran through things all the way to the end of the millennial reign of Christ here with what we've just talked about. But the second coming of the Lord Jesus is in two stages. The first stage is the coming of the Lord Jesus in the air to call his church home. All believers, those that have died and those that are still alive, there are going to be multitudes that's going to be called home. We call that the rapture of the church. But the second stage is the coming of the revelation. In other words, he will come to earth, plant his feet on Mount of Olives. And so those things are here to come. Now, I have many scriptures here concerning the tribulation, the judgment of the Lord that's connected with the pouring out of his wrath. And we have several verses of scripture here that I would like to look up. So please, hopefully you have your Bible, Isaiah chapter 2. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 19. Isaiah chapter 2, verse 19. And they shall go into the holes of the rocks and into the caves of the earth for fear of the Lord, for the glory of his majesty, when he ariseth to shake terrible the earth. what a glorious message, and it doesn't stop there in Isaiah. Isaiah has three more areas of scripture here concerning the judgment that's coming. Isaiah 24, I beg you to be ready. Isaiah 24, verse 1. Behold, the Lord maketh the earth empty, maketh it waste, turneth it upside down, scattereth abroad the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be, as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so as with the master, as with the maid, so as with the mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him. The land shall be utterly emptied, utterly spoiled, for the Lord hath spoken this word. The earth mourneth and fadeth away. The world languisheth and fadeth away, and the haughty people of the earth do languish. The earth also is defiled under the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinances, broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore hath the curse of the Lord be devoured. The curse of the earth and devour the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. That's Isaiah 24, 1 through 6. Let's go to Isaiah 26. Isaiah 26, verse 20 and 21. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chamber, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little bit, a little moment, until the indignation be overpassed. For behold, the Lord cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood, and shall no more cover her slain. There is going to be a time that punishment is coming. Right now, you don't realize that God is blessing you. He is blessing you. So please, 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 that you look to the Lord Jesus for your salvation. Do not miss that. Let's go to Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 30. If you're in Isaiah, you can just continue yourself towards the back of the scripture, and you're going to find that these are all in a row for you, so it kind of helps you a little bit. Jeremiah 30, verse 7. 30, verse 7. Alas, for that day is great, so that none is like it. It is even the time of Jacob's trouble, but he shall be saved out of it. There's going to be an opportunity of salvation. That opportunity is now. Do not wait to go into the tribulation period, because, number one, you've already heard the gospel. If you heard the gospel, then you have no chance of salvation. None. Please, that you look to the Lord Jesus. Ezekiel 22. Ezekiel 22, verses 19 through 22. Therefore thus saith the Lord God, because ye are all become dross, behold, therefore I will gather you into the midst of Jerusalem. As they gather silver and brass and iron and lead and tin into the midst of the furnace, to blow the fire upon it, to melt it, so will I gather you to mine anger and in my fury, and I will leave you there and melt you. We're going on to 22. Yea, I will gather you and blow upon you in the fire of my wrath, and ye shall be melted in the midst thereof. As the silver is melted in the midst of the furnace, so shall ye be melted in the midst thereof, and ye shall know that I, the Lord, have poured out my fury upon you. Oh, my friend, please do not tempt God. Daniel Ezekiel, Daniel. Daniel chapter 12. Daniel chapter 12, verse 1. It's a long verse. And at the time shall Michelle stand, Michael stand, and the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time thy people shall be delivered, every one that shall be found written in the book. Oh, my friend, that your name be written in the book of life. And the only way that takes place is if you trust in Jesus as your Savior. Trust Him as your Savior. Joel. Now, Joel's just a tiny little book, and so you might go right by it, but I hope not, because every part of God's precious word is authority and wonderful. Joel chapter 1, verse 15. Alas for the day of the Lord is at hand, and as a destruction from the Almighty shall it come. Now, we've got a couple of verses of Scripture in the New Testament. Before then, I think we're going to go ahead and pick up Zechariah, because we have Zechariah chapter 1. We'll pick it up, and then we'll go to the New Testament. There's Zephaniah, Haggai, Zechariah. Zechariah chapter 1. Verse 14. Zechariah chapter 1, verse 14. So the angel that communed with me said unto me, Cry thou, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and for Zion, with a great jealousy, and I am very sore displeased with the heathen that are at ease. For I was but a little displeased, and they helped forward the affliction. Therefore, saith the Lord, I am returned to Jerusalem with mercies. My house shall be built in it, saith the Lord of hosts. And a line shall be stretched forth unto Jerusalem. Cry yet, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, My cities through prosperity shall yet be spread abroad, and the Lord shall yet comfort Zion, and shall yet choose Jerusalem. Then lifted I up mine eyes, and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said unto the angels that talked with me, What be these? And he answered me, These are the horns which have scattered Judah, Israel, and Jerusalem. The day of the Lord will be a time that the Lord will bring his wrath out upon the lost world. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Back to the New Testament. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. First Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, Titus. We need to know our precious scripture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 2. And 3. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say peace and safety, then sudden destruction shall come upon them, as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. And we have read 2 Peter. We'll go back there just for a moment. Second Peter chapter 3, verse 10 is the one I'm going to read. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat, and the earth also, and the works therein shall be burned up. Day of the Lord. Let's go back now to Matthew. Matthew chapter 24. And as we find here, as we have read from the 21st verse now, Matthew chapter 24, verse 21, "For then shall the great tribulation, such as was not since the beginning of the world to this time, no, nor ever shall be. And except those days be shortened, there should no flesh be saved. But for the elect's sake, those days shall be shortened." There's going to be such a terrible time in the tribulation period. And if you don't know the Lord Jesus, if you've decided that there's another way, and there is not, and I'm not talking about the doctrine of our church, it is directly connected with the Word of God, so it is the same. But I'm talking about the Word of God. The Word of God tells us that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God's eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Scripture tells us, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." There's not a work, there's not something you can do, there's not a church you can join, there's no place you can be that without you coming by faith to the Lord Jesus and trusting in Him and Him alone, not anything else. And if you come with a repentant heart, with a broken heart, saying, "Lord, I'm a sinner. I need you. I need you to save me," and ask Him to come into your heart, and He will save you. It's just that simple. He will save you, but you need to call upon Him for salvation. You cannot just believe that there's a universal salvation and Jesus died for all. He did. He died for all, but He does not require you. He does not demand. He gives you a free gift. He puts the gift out, and you need to accept that gift. And I ask that you would do that, that you would trust in Jesus and Him alone. Say, "Please save me," and He will. And then find you a good Bible-believing, soul-winning church to go to, so that you can begin to grow and really enjoy the salvation that you've just received. Jesus saves you and Jesus keeps you. And you will never lose that salvation no matter what, because He seals you unto the day of redemption. So please call upon Him, because these days that are coming, and there's two different directions here. Number one, if you do not trust in Jesus and He comes and gets His church, as we have read, the rapture of the church, He takes His church away and you're left. Number one, you've heard the gospel, so you're in for the very worst time because you cannot be saved. But for those that have not heard the gospel, they will live in this horrible, most terrible time to match nothing during that 7 years of tribulation. The Antichrist will raise up, as the Scripture says, the abomination of desolation. That's the day that the false Christ sits in the throne of God here on earth. The temple is built, and so He takes that position. He says He's God. What a wonderful, terrible time that's going to be. But you may face death before that. And if you do, then it's over. You go straight to hell. Please, my dear friend, please, please trust in Jesus. Don't go through the tribulation. Don't go to hell. Come to Jesus and be born again. My dear friend, what are you going to do about Jesus?